There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's move on to Harshal Joshi, who joins us now. Harshal is SVP for Cyber Advisory Services with Dark Matter. Harshal, good to see you. Nice to be here.
Same here, Tim. Thanks a lot.
Let me ask you, here's a statement for you. Two kinds of companies. This is something that centers that we hear bandied around a lot at events. Two kinds of companies, those who've been breached and those that don't know they've been breached, which paints a pretty gloomy picture. Are things that bad?
Well, that's a great question. And again, the statement you just mentioned, either the companies are breached or they don't know that they're already breached, it's a great marketing statement. But the fact is, you know, in the current time, the incentive to breach a company or a country or a city is so high. And the second, what we call in the geek language, if I may, is the threat actors and the threat vectors are so massive. As there's a rat race of making every city smart, we are exposing our cities or nations tremendously through the sensors and whatnot with the critical infrastructure that was never meant or that was never built to be secure in the first place. So that statement, although it's a marketing statement, the truth is, given the nation-sponsored attacks or given the incentives with regards to what you see, the major hacks with regards to the Equifaxes of the world, is so massive that at some point in time, it's almost analogous to say either you have been fallen sick in the past or in the future you will fall sick. It's as simple as that, because the immunity of the organization sooner or later will give up to the attacks.
So would you say by that argument, everyone is kind of vulnerable? There's no way of stopping someone who's highly skilled and wants to breach your security. There's no way to stop them. So what the best way to utilize your resources is to figure out what you do once you've been breached.
No, that's a great question. And again, if you see the security landscape, we simply put every controls, whether it's technical or whatnot, into four buckets. It's very simple: prevention, detections, response, and recovery. And even if you compare it to your home, you want to prevent somebody from breaking in. But if they do break in, you want to detect with your motion detectors and whatnot, and you want to respond by calling the cops. And last thing is, if you're not home and somebody steals your cash or gold, you want to recover it by calling the insurance. That in the security world we call it defense in depth, which is you cannot ever rely on one line of defense. It will always be broken. So you're right, if somebody is hell-bent in breaking you, they will break the prevention layers, but if you have a good detection or response layer, you would still be able to quarantine that attack quickly. And if you see the major breaches, it's not that the prevention layer was breached. The major breaches is companies took too long to respond to the breach, and that's where the major losses do happen.
Well, this is a question, isn't it, of agility and companies taking a lead, companies planning for all eventualities, because if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail.
Correct.
It's really, there's really a little more to it than that.
It's all about planning, to your point. It's all about scenario analysis or use case, if you may, which is you need to go through your every doors and windows to figure out who can break in and then have the plan in place with regards to every scenario which is critical to you. And again, today morning we had breakfast and people are asking how much money should we spend for banks to secure the banks. It all comes to what's your SLAs, what are your CEOs promising the marketplace, and then how can security facilitate that. If your CEO is saying I'll give you 99.99% uptime, that means you have to have 24/7 monitoring. End of the day, you have to take every business KPI and see that any cyber breach who can derail you from the business KPI should be put in place with regards to the controls. And that's how we look at it from an impact standpoint at Dark Matter, not just from a technology standpoint.
And we've been talking to you guys from Dark Matter. We're here at your stand. We've been hearing lots of information. And one of the things that you've, the theme that I've heard throughout the past few days here has been the analogy of a home, keeping your home safe, keeping it secure. And I think it's that mindset switch that we're looking for to make people realize, you know, that the cyber world is essentially your world now.
It's absolutely a world. If you see the news coming from Dubai, Abu Dhabi with regards to cryptocurrencies, whatnot, the key is as the technology moves at radical space pace, you need to keep up with regards to cybersecurity. Because cyber is your world now. Your city is reliant on cyber. The safety of your kids, your spouses are reliant on cyber safety of the city. And at the end of the day, this is no longer an IT issue. It's the issue of residents and citizens' lives at stake.
That is an apt way to put it, I think, Harshal. Harshal Joshi is the Senior Vice President for Cyber Advisory Services at Dark Matter, our final guest on the program. But it's been really good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jim. Appreciate
it. Good to talk to you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.